Until then, I shall wait in hope. Your dear friend, Roderick Usher.
Good evening. My name is...
The House of Usher has been expecting you. Please follow me.
These are wonderful portraits. They all look so sad in the paintings. Is Roderick all right? In his letter, he...
No place for scientists here among madmen. Don't know what's wrong with the man. He's insane. Insane! God save you, sir, if your intent is to stay in this house of sacrilege. This place is unnatural, abhorrent, abnormal family. It's a wonder they haven't all died off or killed themselves.
Who was that man?
Merely a doctor. A lunatic. Whoever heard of a pious physician? I doubt Master Usher shall send for any more.
Edgar, my dear friend, you have come at last.
Beautiful playing, my friend. Please do not stop on my account.
Oh, no, no. Not that, old heart. Though, alas, it soothes my pain.
It's good to see you again, Roderick. You're looking well.
Oh, please do not trouble yourself to say so, for I know I am a wreck. It has been such a long time. Years. Much has changed. You, however, you look very well indeed. Positively glowing.
I am well enough, thank you. Concerned, mostly, your letter.
You must forgive my sudden intrusion upon your life. I wrote the letter in a somewhat irrational state of desperation. A state which, I must say, is becoming more familiar to me.
How can I help you, old friend?
Let us sit, shall we? My troubles are many, and you must be tired from travelling. I do not know if you are aware of my family history. The House of Usher is a long and prestigious one, with many gifted individuals. You may have seen some of them on the walls on your way in. The artistic, the musical, and the ill. Sickness runs like a poison through my blood. I am plagued by unimaginable sufferings. Insipid food alone is endurable. I can only wear garments of a certain texture. The odors of all flowers, the faintest of lights, tear through my senses like shards. My nerves can no longer endure it.
Roderick, I
do not mean to disturb you, my friend, but I must emphasize the graveness of this condition. All previous ushers have perished under the strain of these effects, and I too fear I will perish in time.
Could not the doctor help?
I will not have doctors in this house! Forgive me. The doctors cannot help me. The doctors believe I am mad. It's true. They think I have a heightened imagination.
Son cœur est lutte suspendu, sitôt qu'on le touche, il résonne.
What was that?
Calm yourself, Edgar. It is merely my sister.
Oh, goodness. Forgive me, I thought I had seen... I thought you lived alone. You have a sister.
My only sister. She too is gravely ill. More so than I. As you see, she resembles a ghost. Her mind is disintegrating. Her figure wastes away more and more every day. You seem a little uneased, my friend.
My apologies, Roderick. Pool outside must have shaken me. You remember...
Ah, but of course. Your fear of water. Edgar, I ask for you to come in such urgency because I fear Madeline will die soon. And I could not face being alone when it happens.
My dear friend, I was glad to come and see you. Do not fear, I shall stay for as long as you need me. All hope is not yet lost.
I thank you.
Forgive me, would you mind asking your servant to see to my horse? I was not aware if you had stables.
But my dear Edgar, there are no servants. Come. You must be famished, my friend. Forgive me, I have kept you up inexcusably late. Let us find you some supper. Then we shall retire to bed. The long dark night approaches.